The title of this poem is Third Day of Spring. I went out to the Oregon desert. Sky drifts east. Soft gray cumulus clouds, big as Oregon towns, populated by storms of rain, separated by clear blue rivers of sunshine. I walked across soft volcanic soil, damp as springtime. Last year's bleached grasses, pale. New green grass busies itself with living, grows from the base of every clump. Tiny dicotyledons of green optimism sprout in open soil, and green moss spring upward. Northwest, on Chute Butte, a 22 pistol, a 357 Magnum, and a 16-gauge shotgun pop, roar, and hammer insistently against late afternoon. Feet above, impatient jet transports noisily suck oxygen to carbon dioxide every 9 minutes, as inadequately civilized humans rush toward oblivion. I carry this advantage of advancing age. I walked the Oregon desert when weeks passed without shooting. Airplanes were rare occurrences, and sounds of wild animals were the only sounds I heard above the soft passage of my own feet. Shooters pack their weapons away in large pickups and drive down from Chute Butte toward an evening in town. We have a long moment when only wild animals, new green plants, blue sky, silently traveling white clouds, and I own the Oregon desert. Meadowlarks sing around me. Quail call softly from hidden gatherings. A bluebird flies past and stops to sing. A flicker calls somewhere far off. Coyotes, yip, 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 break to springtime song. A rabbit startles away through green growing grasses. Two ravens circle each other in aerobatic celebration of spring. High up in the drifting blue and white sky, a red-tailed hawk soars like a small, fast cloud. Life's eternal power fills spring of the year. Wild animals, spring plants, and I build future summers, autumns, winters, springs.